This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been a good long while since James Carville helped Bill Clinton win the presidency, and this country has changed plenty since 1992. But if you stick around politics long enough, things do start to repeat themselves. Carville is looking ahead now to this November, talking about the same themes he was 20 years ago. He's out with a new book. It's called It's the Middle Class, Stupid. He co-wrote it with Democratic pollster Stan Greenberg. James, thanks for being with us.
Good to be here.
All right. So I'll tell you what. I'm going to pick up with the title of this thing. You call it It's the Middle Class, Stupid. It's a riff, of course, on It's the Economy, Stupid from the Clinton campaign in 92. And yet here we are 20 years later, and you're still trying to gin up a conversation about the middle class. And you say this in the book. You guys failed, right?
We feel like the conversation, the middle class, has not been an integral part of the conversation in American politics and American policy, for that matter.
Why hasn't it been, though? I mean, you guys have been trying for a long time.
It's a good question. There are a lot of powerful people that don't want it to be. If you're dependent on low-wage workers, you don't want the middle class to be part of this. If you're the kind of person that you want corporate profits to go to people other than workers, you don't want the middle class to be part of this.
Well, but is it a corporation's job to help the middle class, or is it a corporation's job to help its shareholders?
Well, it's a corporate's job to help its shareholders, and it's my job to help the middle class. That's why I'm writing a book.
Fair enough.
Somebody's got to point out what's happening. We hear personal stories about how their lives have been wrecked.
I wonder how much of the Democrats' problems this election cycle and in the past couple of years has been that a big chunk of the middle class, right, middle class, blue collar workers in the central part of the country have decided to vote for the other guy.
Well, I don't know. They haven't decided yet.
Well, they decided in 2010 pretty hard, James.
Yeah, well, they're a little bit different electorate in 2010, and they had reasons behind it. I actually think, people moan about the Democrats' problems. I would point out that from 1968 to 1988, the Republicans lost a popular vote one time. From 92 to 2008, the Democrats have lost a popular vote one time.
Do you actually think that both the candidates this time are not talking to the middle class? Do you think they're—
I actually think that President Obama's done much better. I mean, I was always going to be for the president, but I would describe myself as much more enthusiastic today than I was 6 weeks ago.
And Governor Romney, I'm going to guess you say he's not talking to the middle class at all.
Try to get Romney and middle class in the same sentence. I mean,
here's the thing, though, right? I mean, you can look at Mitt Romney and you can look at him and you say he's not the middle class guy, but he's talking the talk. He's going out there and he's trying to sell his program to the middle class.
What programs is he selling to the middle class? His program to the middle class is, I'll do everything that Bush did. I'll just do more of it.
Yeah, but he's going out to the middle of the country. He's going out to Iowa and talking to farmers. He's going to Atlanta and manufacturing plants.
What do you expect him to do?
Well, that's talking to the middle class.
Right, president. Yeah, I mean, right. But he's not saying – what's his message to these people? Romney wants to repeal Dodd-Frank. Do you think that's good for middle-class people?
How much of the problem that the presidents have are because he has been trying to tell a story of the national economy growing, which it is, we have to say, but people's personal economies are still stuck 4 years ago?
A lot of it. You hit on the thing. And that's the reason that I'm beginning to like this campaign better. Look forward. Don't look back. That's the key to this election, we think, from the vantage point of the president, if you will.
Far be it for me to accuse a political strategist of being cynical, but the middle class in this country votes. Are you writing this to maybe get that vote out there?
I hope so. What do you think I'm doing here? Guilty.
James Carville, his book with Stan Greenberg is called It's the Middle Class, Stupid. James, thanks a lot.
You bet. Appreciate it.
Monday on the broadcast, the other side of the aisle, Mike Huckabee and how he thinks the candidates are doing talking to the middle class and everybody else as well.